Day 241. August the 28th Daily Reading, Prophets and Writings. 1 Chronicles 29.
Offerings for building the temple.
David the king said to all the assembly, Solomon my son, whom alone Elohim has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for Yahweh Elohim. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my Elohim the gold for the things of gold, and the silver for the things of silver, and the brass for the things of brass, the iron for the things of iron, and wood for the things of wood, onyx stones, and stones to be set, stones for inlaid work, and of various colors, and all kinds of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. In addition, because I have set my affection on the house of my Elohim, since I have a treasure of my own of gold and silver, I give it to the house of my Elohim, over and above all that I have prepared for the set-apart holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, with which to overlay the walls of the houses, of gold for the things of gold, and of silver for the things of silver, and for all kinds of work to be made by the hands of artisans. Who then offers willingly to consecrate himself this day to Yahweh? Then the princes of the father's households, and the princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers over the king's work, offered willingly. And they gave for the service of the house of Elohim of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 dirhams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and of iron 100,000 talents. They with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of Yahweh, under the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, because they offered willingly, because with a perfect heart they offered willingly to Yahweh, and David the king also rejoiced with great joy.
David's praise to Elohim.
Therefore David blessed Yahweh before all the assembly, and David said, You are blessed, Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel our father, forever and ever. Yours, Yahweh, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, Yahweh, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all, and in your hand is power and might, and it is in your hand to make great, and to give strength to all. Now therefore, our Elohim, we thank you, and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are strangers before you, and foreigners, as all our fathers were. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is no remaining. Yahweh our Elohim, all this store that we have prepared to build you a house for your set-apart holy name comes from your hand, and is all your own. I know also, my Elohim, that you try the heart, and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart I have willingly offered all these things. Now have I seen with joy your people, that are present here, offer willingly to you. Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and prepare their heart for you. And give to Solomon my son a perfect heart, to keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace, for which I have made provision. David said to all the assembly, Now bless Yahweh your Elohim. All the assembly blessed Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers, and bowed down their heads and prostrated themselves before Yahweh and the king.
Solomon anointed a king.
They sacrificed sacrifices to Yahweh, and offered burnt offerings to Yahweh, on the next day after that day, even 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings, and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel, and ate and drank before Yahweh on that day with great gladness. They made Solomon the son of David king the second time, and anointed him to Yahweh to be prince, and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of Yahweh as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. All the princes, the mighty men, and also all of the sons of King David submitted themselves to Solomon the king. Yahweh magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed on him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel.
The close of David's reign.
Now David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel. The time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron, and he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. He died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his place. Now the acts of David the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the history of Samuel the seer, and in the history of Nathan the prophet, and in the history of Gad the seer, with all his reign and his might, and the times that went over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the countries. Zechariah 13.
Idolatry cut off.
In that day there will be a spring open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. It will come to pass in that day, says Yahweh of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they will be remembered no more. I will also cause the prophets and the spirit of impurity to pass out of the land. It will happen that, when anyone still prophesies, then his father and his mother who bore him will tell him, you must die, because you speak lies in the name of Yahweh, and his father and his mother who bore him will stab him when he prophesies. It will happen in that day, that the prophets will each be ashamed of his vision, when he prophesies, neither will they wear a hairy mantle to deceive, but he will say, I am no prophet, I am a tiller of the ground, for I have been made a bondservant from my youth. One will say to him, what are these wounds between your arms? Then he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends.
The Shepherd Savior.
Awake, sword, against my shepherd, and against the man who is close to me, says Yahweh of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones. It shall happen that in all the land, says Yahweh, two parts in it will be cut off and die, but the third will be left in it. I will bring the third part into the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will test them like gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they will say, Yahweh is my Elohim. Psalm 60.
To the chief musician. Set to Lily of the Testimony. A Mikdam of David. For teaching. When he fought against Mesopotamia and Syria of Zobah, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt.
For the chief musician. To the tune of, the Lily of the Covenant. A teaching poem by David, when he fought with Aram-Naharaim and with Aram-Zobah, and Joab returned, and killed 12,000 of Edom in the Valley of Salt. Elohim, you have rejected us. You have broken us down. You have been angry. Restore us, again. You have made the land tremble. You have torn it. Mend its fractures, for it quakes. You have shown your people hard things. You have made us drink the wine that makes us stagger. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. So that your beloved may be delivered, save with your right hand, and answer us. Elohim has spoken from his sanctuary, I will triumph. I will divide Shechem, and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the defense of my head. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbasin. I will throw my shoe on Edom. I shout in triumph over Philistia. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who has led me to Edom? Haven't you, Elohim, rejected us? You don't go out with our armies, Elohim. Give us help against the adversary, for the help of man is vain. Through Elohim we shall do valiantly, for it is he who will tread down our adversaries. Proverbs 13. A wise son listens to his father's instruction, but a scoffer doesn't listen to rebuke. By the fruit of his lips, a man enjoys good things, but the unfaithful crave violence. He who guards his mouth guards his soul. One who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. The soul of the sluggard desires, and has nothing, but the desire of the diligent shall be fully satisfied. A righteous man hates lies, but a wicked man brings shame and disgrace. Righteousness guards the way of integrity, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. There are some who pretend to be rich, yet have nothing. There are some who pretend to be poor, yet have great wealth. The ransom of a man's life is his riches, but the poor hear no threats. The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out. Pride only breeds quarrels, but with ones who take advice is wisdom. Wealth gained dishonestly dwindles away, but he who gathers by hand makes it grow. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when longing is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. Whoever despises instruction will pay for it, but he who respects a command will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a spring of life, to turn from the snares of death. Good understanding wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. Every prudent man acts from knowledge, but a fool exposes folly. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy gains healing. Poverty and shame come to him who refuses discipline, but he who heeds correction shall be honored. Longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but fools detest turning from evil. One who walks with wise men grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Misfortune pursues sinners, but prosperity rewards the righteous. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored for the righteous. An abundance of food is in poor people's fields, but injustice sweeps it away. One who spares the rod hates his son, but one who loves him is careful to discipline him. The righteous one eats to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked goes hungry. End of the daily reading from the Prophets and Writings. Praise YAH. HNVIT version, in the public domain.